Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Time for our weekly chat with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. He is off to a great start this year. He had his 45-unit play last week. He only goes up to 50 units, but he got UCF beating Georgia Tech 49-21. For those of you that signed on board, you were able to win big last week. He is 6-1 in his last seven NBA games. He's offering quite a special this week that he'll talk about. $97 is going to be college football, pro football, NBA, and UFC for the next 7 days for listeners of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. If you call him at 800-400-9741, Lee Sterling will be joining us in a moment to go over the games, including the Chiefs and the Ravens. It's all brought to you by Window World, simply the best for less. Window World is the official window provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. Call John and his team over at Window World, 816-799-0820. Ask about the 0% financing available on American-made windows and doors. Improve the value of your home, lower your energy costs, and get the job done right by the experts at Window World. Simply the best for less, online at windowskansascity.com. And Fry Orthodontics, 12 area locations for your convenience. The first appointment is free at Fry Orthodontics. If you mention Kevin Keatsman, just mention my name or the show, or just call him, say, that guy with issues. You know, the dude with issues. And the first appointment is free at Fry Orthodontics. 913-469-9191. If you have a child or a grandchild or know somebody that needs some orthodontic work done, there is a location near you, 12 in the area. So just log on to fryorthodontics.com or call to make that free appointment by using my name, 913-469-9191. That's 469-9191 for Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. We're going to start with some winners with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head.
It is time to check in with our national handicap champion. He is Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, and he is on fire to start this season. I don't know. I honestly don't know, and I've known Lee for so long now. I don't know how he does it. He's winning in college where there's COVID counts that are it's never been harder to win at college football, and he's winning in college. I'm not even going to ask how he does it. All I know is there's chaos and confusion with COVID numbers, and he seems to have information as to which team will have more players than the other. I love that. You had a big, big hit last week for all of your subscribers, Lee. Congratulations on a great start. How are you, buddy?
Thanks. I'm doing great. Excited. The Central Florida play was a game I've been waiting for. It played out perfect because Georgia Tech won the week before against Florida State, and people didn't realize how bad that Florida State really was. And then they were going to have to play an up-tempo offense in Central Florida that's really good. They have a quarterback there, Dylan Gabriel, from Hawaii, another Hawaii quarterback that he just lit them up. I mean, if it wasn't for some bad play calling in the middle of the game, once they went up 28-0, they went four straight possessions. They didn't do anything. They had a bunch of running plays that lost 7, 8, 10 yards and put them into some, and also some penalties, put them in some bad situations. They didn't play that well, and they put up 49 points on Georgia Tech. So we won that game, a 40-unit play, and I found another game. Rarely do we have, you know, we only release normally these 40 to 50 unit plays once a month. Found another 40 to 50 unit play in college football, and it's going to be released this Saturday. So this is what I'm going to do. I got a lot of emails, and I got some calls from listeners and to the podcast, and they said, listen, you know, I want to join. You know, I'm not sure if football is going to be played. Hey, there's going to be a few games that are canceled every week. I mean, there's games this week like UCF and East Carolina canceled at Houston and North Texas, but most of the games are going to be played in college football. The NFL is not going to cancel a game. It doesn't look like this season. So what we have is we've got almost a full schedule and we can take advantage of it. So if you want to come on board, normally you have to be a client for a month or the season, just being fair to the monthly and season subscribers. You know, I don't want people coming in four times a year just to pick up the big games at a discounted price. I'm going to do it this one time. If they want to get this 40 to 50 unit play in college football, plus everything I have on the phone service rated from 10 to 50 units, that would normally be like the deal of the century. But I'm going to add to it. I'm going to give them my NBA for the last, next week, you got two championship series in the Eastern Western Conference. Last night we had Miami. They won. The day before that we had Denver. They beat the Lakers. We're 7-1 on those the last eight games. I will give you the NBA selection for the next week. And the UFC, we've hit six of our seven 40 to 50 unit selections there. I have a 50 unit UFC parlay for Saturday night. Never had a 50 unit parlay ever. It's that big. Everything, football, UFC, and NBA, $97. ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741.
All right. Do they need a promo code if they go in the box there at Paramount Sports?
Nope, no promo code. Nothing at all.
$97.
Well, you got to put in save 100. Save 100. It's normally 197. Save 100. SAVE 100 takes it down to $97.
Yep. Or just call Lee. We always say it. Call Lee at 800.
That's right.
400-9741. Off to a great start. That UCF thing was easy last week. Your biggest play of the year. I had a guy send me an email. Says I figured out who Lee's on. And I emailed him back. I'm like, no, you didn't. I forget which team he said. I said, that ain't it. It's UCF. And that was right after you had tweeted. I think the game was it just started or whatever. You said, this is what I'm on, which I think is great that you do that. You know, you have these big plays. Then right when the game kicks, you're like, boom, this is the one I'm on. So everybody knows, you know, if you lost 52-0, everybody would know that's what it was. But man,
oh, there's some
so
guys
easy.
Out there, Kevin. It's so disgusting that they don't tell you what they have. There's one, I'm not going to name the guy, he's out of Vegas, but this guy can go 2-14 in a day, and he will tweet out and put out on Instagram, make out a video and claim that he went 16-0. You know, it's just not right. You know, I do a lot of work, and I bet every single game I'm giving my clients, so they can see every game I've given my clients for over the last 5+ years if they go to ParamountSports.com and click on recent results. So, Kevin's got the number, a lot of clients in the Kansas City, Kansas, Missouri area. So anyone, you can't, if you're doing the right thing, you're going to get a lot of press and people are going to take notice. And that's why I've been so successful and I don't get any complaints.
I will also tell everyone listening right now that for the patrons at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, which you can sign up for as little as $5 a month. You're 3-0. You do the Thursday night pick. So we're not going to do the Thursday night game here. But if somebody becomes a patron, you get it free over there on the patron site. You are 3-0 for the patrons already this year on Thursday night. 3-0 on Thursday night. This is verified. Every patron of this show knows this. And I'm getting emails from them. They're like, oh, my God, are you kidding? I said, hey, listen. He ain't going 16-0. I'm just going to tell you right now.
No.
He's not going 16-0. But when you're 3-0 to start. If I go
16-0, we'll do the last segment from Vegas, okay?
That would be fantastic. So yeah. Your pick is – you have a pick on the Dolphins and Jaguars game tonight, which we will not give out here. If people want to get that, they can become a patron of this podcast and get that right now. It's up at the patron site. And do you have a bunch of action that you'll be doing tonight if people sign up for your service?
Yeah. So if they want to get involved, like I said, just go to the website. We've got a game tonight. I mean, not only football going on, there's basketball, UFC. We've never had a time like this before. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even a hockey fan. I have a friend who comes over and watches one of my three TVs during the week just to watch the hockey game. So this is the greatest time ever.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. Lee Sterling, it's ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741. Let's pick some games. And we will start in college with Oklahoma hosting Kansas State. Kansas State, we are told, is within a player at one position of not being able to play. So they're waiting on the Wednesday test results to come back. This is actually a game that maybe won't happen, but I think Kansas State will do everything they can to get down there and play. They're in trouble in this one, aren't they?
They are. And we were at the game last year together, and we had a great time. Here's the thing about what happened last year. It was the Kansas State offensive line. They just absolutely owned the Oklahoma Sooners defensive line. And that group is pretty much long gone. They did not have any spring practice in which to get the new starters acclimated. And then the defense, people think, well, the defense, you know, if you don't remember the game, was okay. It wasn't that good. The Kansas State defense was only on the field for 21 minutes. They gave up 497 yards. You know, it was just one of those things that every bounce pretty much went Kansas State's way. They had a good game plan. They executed it. And they caught Oklahoma off guard. You're not going to catch Oklahoma off guard here. Even if they're up by 21 or 28 points going into the fourth quarter, they're going to keep scoring. They're going to put the hammer down here. I like Oklahoma big, 58-10.
Also in the Big 12, the Texas Longhorns, a big favorite over Texas Tech, which has had a bad run with COVID as well.
They have, and it's gotten really bad there at Texas Tech. Now, in the game last year, they were up 14-0 at Texas. Texas didn't even blink. I mean, they spotted them 14 points, and Texas roars back and wins 49-24. People think of Texas as a good home team. Not the case. They're so much better on the road. They're 6-2 the last eight away from Austin. And that game last year, Sam Ehlinger, he passed for 348 yards and ran for 83. How bad is the Red Raiders defense? Well, they finished last year 127th in total defense. And you know every year UMass and UConn are 129th and 130th. So it tells you that they're the dregs of college football. They're 128th against the pass. And Houston Baptist lit them up. I think the guy threw for like 400 or 500 yards. Texas might put up 650-700 yards of offense here. I like Texas big. They double up Texas Tech 52-26.
The National Football League, a lot of great matchups this week. I mean, some really great matchups in the NFL this week. One of them, well, the Chiefs and Ravens, we'll get to that one. That's Monday night. That's the best of the best matchups. Seattle and Dallas. I love this game, man. Russell Wilson has been incredible. And Dallas is kind of must-watch TV. Whether they're good or bad, they're just kind of must-watch. What do you think?
So here's the thing with Dallas. I don't think they're very good. I think their defense at all three levels, their defensive line, linebackers, they just get pushed back. They can't stop the run, and their DBs aren't good. And, I mean, it was one of the luckiest covers. I think it was Atlanta scored 39 points. I think you have to go back 33 years to find a team that had scored 39 points and not turned the ball over and lost the game. So just shows you what kind of crazy things had to happen in that last 7-8 minutes of the game. But that's the case. And somehow Dallas is lucky to be 1-1. Now they're going to face Russell Wilson and probably the MVP this year. I mean, throw 9 touchdowns. They've scored 73 points in 2 games. That's their quickest start since – I was shocked at this – since 1985 when Dave Craig scored 77 points in the first 2 games against – listen to how bad these defenses were. Sam Weish's Bengals and Don Coryell's Chargers. So a little bit of lore there. But I don't think I'll keep it. I think Seattle wins this game 38-31.
All right, the Ravens are hosting the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. The Ravens have been better than the Chiefs so far this year, but they're both 2-0 and they're both capable.
They are, and I think Kansas City might be the better team long-term. But right now, what is Baltimore doing? They've outscored opponents 71-22. They outrushed a decent Texans rush defense. They put up 230 rushing yards on them and held Houston to just 51 rushing yards. They've run for at least 100 yards in 18 straight games. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. And Lamar Jackson, how good has he been the last 9 regular season games? 28 touchdowns and only 1 interception. I think right now, maybe Baltimore's offense is a touch better, but their defense right now is a couple notches better. And I think this is the game that they've been waiting for. This is a game, the fans of the NFL, this is the game of the season. Doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl. Told everyone last week that I thought the Chargers matched up well for 1 week against Kansas City. The blueprint's out there. Just do what the Chargers do, just control the clock. And I think they realize they don't have to hit on big plays every play, Baltimore. Just keep moving the clock and moving the first down markers. In a shootout, I like Baltimore, 41-34.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a wild high-scoring game too. And we might want to look at the total if folks are interested in that, because this could be a high-scoring game. Look, the Chiefs have just been sloppy, Lee. I mean, they had 11 penalties last week. They go to Baltimore and commit 11 penalties. They have no chance of winning the game. I'm sorry. Right. The things that they're doing right now, undisciplined and sloppy, But I won't put it past them that they shore that up and play much better Monday than they did in their first two games. The Chiefs are crazy. I mean, it's crazy. They couldn't have played worse last week, and they found a way to win. No. They were awful.
Right.
They were awful.
That's the mark of a good team.
Yep.
When you look at the great teams, they're always tested a couple times each year, and they somehow find a way to win. So it's not a game I'm putting out for my service, but we're going to do the Chiefs game every week. I'm going to tell you which side I think is right. The right side. But trust me, it's not going to be one of my top four or five plays.
All right, Lee Sterling's game of the week. If you call him right now at 800-400-9741, the game of the week. This is a free play. But you got to call Lee at 800-400-9741, and you will give them Kansas-Baylor.
Yeah, looks like a game most people won't be interested in watching after halftime, but you never know. You want to get the game for free, just call 800-400-9741. And what a run it's been. I mean, well, I think people would be happy to have two out of three winning weeks. We won all 3 weeks. We have not lost a 30 or higher unit selection this entire year. So we're ready to go. And first time ever, you can get my 40 to 50 unit selection on a weekly basis. You can get all the plays that I have in college and pro football, my UFC 50 unit parlay, and all the NBA games over the next week, just $97. That's right. Lowest price ever. 1 week, you're going to get probably 18 to 20 plays, about $5 a play, $97. You can order it online right now, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741.
Lee, you're the best, man. Thank you as always, and let's keep rolling.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, take care. There's Lee Sterling. ParamountSports.com is the website. The promo code is SAVE100. It's $97. You heard him. It's college football. It's pro football. It's UFC, and it's NBA. For 1 week, he's never done this. He's going to have a big 45-unit play in there as well in a football game that you normally can't get as a weekly player. Just $97. You can call him at 800-400-9741 or log on to ParamountSports.com and click SAVE100. If you call him, mention you heard it from Kevin Keatsman and his issues, will you? Let him know that you're listening. Appreciate it. You can always give him a call and let him know that you're a fan of the podcast. He'd love to know that. 800-400-9741 for my friend Lee Sterling, the best in the biz. He is hot right now at ParamountSports.com.